Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
We're joined in studio by two gentlemen who are here to talk to us a little bit about riding. They were Luthando was here before. He's a friend here at the home of the Afropolitan, and always great to welcome him back. Former professional cyclist Luthando Kaka. Luthando, thank you so much for talking to us and joining us in studio again.
Thank you very much, Mosi, and good evening to the listeners.
Let's go back in time. Why did you decide to start the Legacy Ride for Hope? What is it?
Well, I've been cycling for the past 15 years, and I mean, riding my bikes and cycling did a lot for me as a young person growing up. So I thought, you know what can we do as a cycling community and actually give back to communities? You know, cycling has always been seen as an elitist sport, like your golf, and you just see people just going past you and blocking traffic and so forth. So I thought, you know what, let me reach out to friends of mine, and I was sitting with a mentor of mine, and that the Thabo Leo from Tesele Group, and we said, how can we put together a cycling event? And it so happened to be last year, which was the centenary year celebration of Utata Nelson Mandela, and use that cycling to say, give back to communities. And we said, and I think it was just a spur of the moment thing, saying, how about you start a ride from Soweto and finishing it off in Peter Maritzburg at the Nelson Mandela capture site, which would be over 4 days. And we thought, yeah, well, let's see if we can take this to the Nelson Mandela Foundation. And fast forward a couple of months later, we sat with the Nelson Mandela Foundation. They liked the idea to say, we will ride in the name of Utata, give back to communities by getting your normal people to take something out of their pocket, do what they love, ride their bikes, but also contribute to for the greater good of society. And that's what that's how the entire idea came about.
That's how it came about. And you talk about the normal people, because this isn't just an event for pro cyclists where it's going to be flying down to Harwick. It's those who are also suffering, who've got them Kabanyana that are doing this for fun. And one of those gentlemen that's here with you is George Mashinini. Brother George, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Hello to the listeners as well.
Why did you decide to get involved in the Legacy Ride for Hope?
I think it's the cause, not I think, but I know for sure it's the cause, because when you look at what the hope it brings to the charity donations or the charity organizations that we meet along the way, it makes the ride much more worth a cost, to actually take the cost for. But besides that, also it's the fun behind it, the teamness and the camaraderie that gets to be built, the team spirit behind it. And one learns a lot about so many people that are part of that particular tour itself as well. And also the fact that it reaches on the, what we call it, the impoverished parts of our country. So you learn a lot. There's an element of tourism as well that it teaches, especially this month, this year. This part, we're going to go through the Golden Gate, which is one of the iconic world heritage sites.
And also very hilly. It's mountainous.
So the hilly part of it, pain is only temporary. So I think the people that are around us will make those mountains look flat.
Let's talk a little bit about the charity work that you allude to, George. Luthando, what charity work did you do along this 4-day cycle from the Nelson Mandela home in Soweto to the Nelson Mandela capture site in Harwick? Some of the work you did giving back involved libraries, building libraries and other things. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, last year, I mean, it was a first year, of course. In Soweto, we chose a school there by Vilakazi Street, I think the Seventh Day Methodist Church Primary School, where we renovated the whole school. We gave the entire school a fresh paint. We also donated computers. So we actually gave them a mini computer lab at the school.
Beautiful. Have you been able to go back and have a look since then?
Yes. It's actually well kept. I mean, it's a very safe school, and it's also youngsters. And I mean, now with the fourth industrial revolution upon us, I mean, it's only good that we teach our young people how to use computers from a very young age. I mean, for me, I only started using a computer in varsity. So we want to change that. So, and hopefully the school uses those computers computers, and hopefully we get more support in terms of maintaining them going forward.
And in the rural areas, because that was Soweto, you also stopped in some smaller communities.
To Newcastle, a rural school in the Newcastle, on the outskirts of Newcastle. The riders were complaining over the day, some of them though, because it was actually a long day. And I mean, we also there, we renovated the school, put new tiles on the school, we bought uniform for the school, painting as well. And then that was in Newcastle. And then we moved over to Ladysmith. In Ladysmith, we built a classroom for the school. It was a very big task that we set ourselves, but we managed to do it in 2 months. And then we moved from Ladysmith to Howick, a school in, what is this, river? It's a school which is just located 2 kilometers from the Nelson Mandela capture site, Lions River Primary School. At that school, we took out the entire school. I mean, they're only 2 kilometers from the capture site, but they had never been.
Wow.
So we took them out, passed them to the capture site, and we also bought the entire school school uniform.
Beautiful.
From shoes to backpacks and so forth. So it was an awesome sight to see, and also just having the riders, because you know people come to events and then they give a bit of their money and they walk away. But it was also nice to have the riders being part of the
Exactly, game. And that's the point that I'm getting to here with George, because what was it like, George, to be part of this and actually see how much money, how much work your money had done?
One of the key things was, in the beginning, it was all like, ah, we're just going to ride bicycles, so what? And then you get tired of it. But when you start seeing, especially the touching point for at least for me, my highlight for that was the by Ladysmith, where there's this great R people that used to study in a shack as a form of coming to school. And now suddenly there's this brick wall and it's looking very nice. It looks like a proper great R classroom. That for me was the moment of highlight. And it tells you, or gives you the impression and the feeling, I want to do this and I want to do more.
Okay, exactly. So let's talk about doing more. Let's talk about this year as we wrap up this interview with Luthando Kaka. He's been here before, and we're talking ahead of the launch on Thursday of the 2019 Legacy Ride for Hope. You've heard a little bit about it. He's gathered a group of cyclists, people who love cycling, and said, let's ride from Soweto to Howick and let's raise funds and do good work with these funds that we've raised. What can we expect for 2019? Can people still enter? If I'm listening to the Home of the Afropolitan right now and I'm an avid cyclist and I've got a bit of money, can I enter and ride this race?
Yes, definitely. We have, I think, about 5 spots which are left.
Only?
Yes, yes, wow. Yes. We have about 5 spots that we are left. And also, you're there. People can go to www.legacyride4hope.com just send us an email and then we can gladly assist for them to take part. But also from this year, we're still keeping the same format: 4 days, starting Soweto, finishing in Raids, and then from Raids to Clarence. And in Clarence, we have our partners Sun Parks, who are actually accommodating us at the Golden Gate.
Oh, lovely!
Which is also great. And then from there, we go to Ladysmith, and then we finish off in Howick. And I mean, we have partners which include your Hulamin, ATC South Africa, Sun Parks, who are actually giving back to these communities. And I mean, without them, I mean, we wouldn't be able to get such a group, because we have about 70 people
and a
staff of 20. So we're about 20 people that will be going through these small towns. So we're hoping for a very safe and very fun event.
Lovely. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us in studio. I'll see you on Thursday at the launch.
Thank you.
Keep it up, and I hope you've done the training, George, and are ready for those brutal 4 days up and down the hills.
550 Ks ahead. Thank
you. Yeah, that was Luthando Kaka and George Mashinini. We'll keep you informed about their progress with the Legacy Ride for Hope 2019 here on the Home of the Afropolitan. Of course, they are working with the Nelson Mandela Foundation, and that launch happening there in Houghton on Thursday.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.